This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it's 1 year anniversary of the attack on the Capitol, and you had the president calling out the former president, and yet the former president responding. And it's interesting. A couple of things worth mentioning, and I'm going to do that here in a second. First of all, welcome to the show. I'm Kate Delaney. If you're joining us for the first time, hello. And if you've been here before, you know how we roll. So let's dive into this. Here's the president. It was less than 30 minutes, and he referred to the former president 16 times in his speech. I said this in the previous hour, and most of the lines use the words losing, failing, losing, and lying, but he never said Trump. He never said the name Trump anywhere. He said, what did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack, sitting in the private dining room of the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television. He said, a former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He said the former president's supporters are trying to rewrite history. He said the big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day. The former president and supporters have decided the only way for them to win is to suppress your vote. He said every legal challenge questioning the results in every court in this country that could have been made was rejected, often rejected by Republican-appointed judges, including judges appointed by the former president himself. He said he's a defeated president. The former president failed to make his case. And he said many more things, but he said the former president who lies about this election and the mob that attacked the Capitol could not be further away from core American values. And Biden was asked why he didn't mention Trump by name, and he said he didn't want to turn it into a contemporary political battle. He said, it's not about me. It's not about whether I'm president or Kamala Harris is vice president. It's about the system and somebody who decides to put himself above everything. But I did not want to turn it into a contemporary battle. And he didn't mention his name, like I said. He said that he didn't want his remarks to divide more than heal. So you can imagine that, of course, the former president, Trump, is going to respond to that. So he hit back. And what he said was, in responding to what Biden said, he said, Biden used my name today to try to further divide America. The political theater is all just a distraction for the fact that Biden has completely and totally failed. And this is the key thing that he said. He said, look, our country no longer has borders, has totally and completely lost control of COVID with record numbers, is no longer energy dependent, inflation is rampant, our military is chaos, and our exit or surrender from Afghanistan was the most, perhaps, embarrassing day in the long and distinguished history of the United States, and so much more than that. And he concluded by claiming that the Democrats wanted to own the day in order to stoke fears and divide America. He said, I say let them have it. America sees through their words and actions. And I will say there is no question about it. We are in a point in our history where we are more divided than ever. I mean, it's like sports, and it's the kind of sports where you're either on my team or you're on the other team, and there's no sort of in between. And after seeing the video over and over again of what happened on the Capitol and the reactions and, you know, all of that, I mean, of course, look, the initial reaction, whether it was Donald Trump Jr., Sean Hannity, or on the left side, it was a terrible thing that happened. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible thing that happened. There's no question about it. The fact that that you had people that just destroyed our history, our democracy. I mean, that was shocking to me, for sure. Not about protesting, not about being disenfranchised, not about thinking that, hey, listen, this is not right what happened in this election. That's different. I think just the pushing further down the road and going all the way down to the Capitol, I mean, that was the thing, right? I'm an American, a proud, proud American. I love America. And it was really sad to see that. I mean, that's the word that kept coming back to me over and over again. So there was an October poll from Quinnipiac University found that the parties were divided on whether the attack was the president's fault. 66% of Republicans said it wasn't. 93% of Democrats said it was. And, right, it's not a surprise. Again, it goes to, this is our view of it, that's your view of it from the Hill. And that's what we think. At this point, now what's left is there's prosecutions that are still going on. There was a record 700 people who ultimately were arrested as a result of what happened on the Capitol. And I think, you know, again, it's just a day where there was a lot of bruising going on, and not just physical bruising. There was emotional bruising that was going on. And I think that we really are in a very divided time, right? And is there a way to link that back up? And I don't see that in the future. I don't see that in the near future at all, even, you know, through all the things that we've gone through, obviously, with the pandemic. And while we look back, we look where we are now, and we look at the craziness of what's happening with businesses who are having to scramble and shut down because of these infections forcing businesses to close. They can't staff them. And then that's affecting the economy and the American way of life. Globally, look, the same thing is happening, of course, in many, many cases. And this is the thing that we're fighting. I mean, this is the common enemy that we're fighting, is let's get beyond this. I wish it was a dream. But when you hear that police and firefighters at record numbers, of course, because Omicron is ripping through all levels of society, that it just has no boundaries, even if it's milder, of course it's something that's going to affect us in our neighborhoods. Because what happens, you've got that double overtime, triple overtime, however they can fill shifts. And it's so scary to me, because to me the fabric of the community is the cops, is the firefighters that wave to me, that I see every day when I'm walking the dog, and I know they're there, and I think, wow, the quarantine periods that they're going through and what they have to do. And it's just like the restaurants. It's like going to the pharmacies. I said going to the pharmacy the other night. I saw the line was long. Everything, you know, the drive-through window had to be shut down, and they just apologized. They said we're short-staffed. And I see that short-staff word everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And so you can't get around this. We're all touched and affected by the way the pandemic's being handled, by the daily regulations or no regulations or lack of testing kits or any of that, that has absolutely affected every single one of us. I'm seeing like testing sites popping up. I'm seeing signs on pharmacies that say no tests available. Abbott Labs working around the clock. So we are in incredibly interesting times. I mean, that's what I'll say. There is no doubt about it. And remember, you can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Thank
you very much. Thanks to all of you. No matter what, I welcome all opinions. All opinions. Yeah, I welcome all of you to throw in your two cents. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you do that. All right, obviously that's what Teddy did, who's listening to us in Lafayette, Louisiana. I know that area pretty well. I know. I mean, of course, I've been all over Louisiana. It must be 15:20 a.m. He says, Kate, Powerball, I'm sick of all this other nonsense and people who infuriate me, including my neighbors. Please tell me the Powerball numbers in case I have the winning ticket so I can move. All right, the winning numbers were 6, 14, 25, 33, 46. The Powerball was 17. I'm so interested in it that I just knew those numbers right off the top of my head. So, is there a winning ticket? We don't know. It takes a couple of hours for that all to be released. And if there isn't a winning ticket, oh my gosh. So the drawing was for $632.6 million. And you think you get the cash option. Wow. There are no words. You could move, and you could move again, and you could move again after that. You could just keep squatting all over the place and decide, well, I'm not sure. If I like it here, I'm going to move someplace else. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Pete, who is listening to us in Montana. And he says, hello, Miss Kate. I see that things are now being canceled again, once again, because of Omicron. Boy, I am sick of what you call the SOB of a virus. I don't even care about the crazy infighting that people are having about who had a mask, who was vaccinated, who was that, who was... I'm just tired of the whole thing. I think we're all weary, frustrated, and exhausted from it. I mean, I find that people are just saying, let's talk about something else. So what do you know about this story about these first responders that had to be quarantined? Apparently there was a lot of them in the Dallas area. Yeah, you know what? That is a good question. 200 first responders had to be quarantined. It's so funny because you say you don't want to talk about it, but then you ask me that question. But that's different. I mean, it's a number you don't hear, right? 200 first responders. They tested positive for COVID-19, a part of this whole surge of Omicron. So Dallas police, fire departments had tons of infections. Firefighters made up 3/4 of the first responders who were infected. Yeah. Fire rescue workers out more than any other time during the pandemic. More than any other time. So, of course, the concern is, with that many people down, imagine the idea is get there quick. They definitely still have staff, but as you reduce, that gets kind of scary. See, people don't always think about that. I think about it. I had family members. I didn't have anybody who was a full-time firefighter, but I have lots of family members who were volunteer firefighters and were out constantly helping. I mean, the fire department to me, they get my tip of the cap. It's one of the hardest jobs, period. And when your life is on the line and whatever else is going on, and they get there and they're boom, it's like magic to see how they work so well together. I've seen it a lot. Even on 9/11, when there was a group of firemen that took me down to the pile, it was so heartbreaking. I mean, this was, of course, way after what happened in 9/11, weeks after. But it is a band of brothers and sisters, because they accept women, too. There's a lot of women who are right in there, and it's amazing. Anyway, how about this question from Jill, who says, what's going on with the flights? I'm almost afraid to book any flights because I think I'm going to be so discombobulated when I'm at the airport, because it's going to get canceled, and then I'm not going to be able to find a way to get to where I'm going, and then you get to where you're going, and then finding the way back. And I think that's your point about finding the way back. Yes. I think if you get out, okay, so boom, you go to wherever it is that you have to go. And then when you can't get out, that's when it gets scary, right? Because it could be days. It could be days and days and days before you get out from wherever it is you are, and it depends on where that is. I mean, when you had 1,700 flights canceled on Wednesday, the total number of flight cancellations since Christmas Eve, 20,000? 20,000 canceled? Wow. On Wednesday, Southwest, 531 flights. United, 169. Yep. And it's this surge in COVID, and then the weather, too, that's caused a lot of that. But definitely Omicron has messed with this. You know, the TSA said more than 1.66 million people traveled through checkpoints on Tuesday. The same day, more than 1,500 flights were canceled. So you see the swell, then you have everybody on the phones, then you can't get out. The flights are already snapped up. I know it happened to me. And so, not during this time period, but it happened to me earlier in the fall. And it is frustrating. You really do have to have a plan. What is your plan if you can't scramble and get out? I'm just saying. What do you do? All right, how about this one from Chad? And Chad says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what. I think that what happened a year ago was a national disgrace. And a lot of my friends wouldn't agree with me because they believe that it's about the election. And so the protest was right, and it was right to go to the Capitol and raise hell at the Capitol about the election. But I still think whether you thought the election was stolen or not, is that really the way you would handle it? And this is the United States, a country that people who are weaker, countries that are weaker, look up to, people that want to come here. And I think it made us look as though we were a third world nation. What do you think? Oh, I say it all the time. It's like, is this a banana republic? What's going on? And, I mean, so, of course, protest, be furious, let your voice be heard. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Go, gang, go. That's what's so great about America. Do I want to live in a communist country where you're muzzled? Of course not. And I've been to countries where you're muzzled, and you feel it. You do. You feel it. But just, I think of innocent people being killed, and to me, that's the worst. And how many Capitol cops pretty much said, screw this, I'm not going to do it. I mean, they've lost, 130-something, like, nah, I'm out, I'm done. Because they had such heavy hearts, they were so disheartened by what they saw. And probably frightened. Frightened because they're overwhelmed. So if you're being cornered and you've got an angry group, it's not your fight. You're protecting. You're doing what you're paid to do. So you get leveled, or you're near getting leveled. It was hard. It's hard on a lot of those people. Absolutely. And no wonder why they quit. Like, forget it. Why do I want to do this thankless job? I don't want to do it anymore. I'd rather be someplace else. Awful. All right. How about this one from Liam, who says, Kate, I know that you are all about the military, that you've had lots of veterans on and whatnot. Did you see the story about the oldest World War II veteran dying and how old he was? I did. Lawrence Brooks. We've talked about him before. He's believed to be the oldest one. He died at 112 years old on Wednesday. And he was known for his sense of humor, kindness, and wanting to serve. And so he served. He was at the beginning of World War II. He was part of the, service duties, supply, maintenance, transportation, all of that. And he was a guy that, he served, and he served building bridges and roads and airstrips for planes. And then he was a caretaker to some officers. And then he was a cook, and he drove, and he took care of other people. And what a hero. Absolutely. What a hero. RIP Lawrence Brooks. Thanks to all of you for your emails. KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." Investigators think they know what caused yesterday's fire at a Philadelphia row house that killed 4 adults and 8 children. The DA's office has confirmed that a child playing with a lighter near a Christmas tree may have been what started the fire. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spoke to the nation as he marked 1 year since a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol trying to stop lawmakers from certifying the 2020 presidential election results.
Here's the truth. The election of 2020 was the greatest demonstration of democracy in the history of this country. More of you voted in that election than have ever voted in all of American history.
Members of Congress also remembered what happened to them at the Capitol on this day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said democracy should always be defended.
The attacks on our democracy are ongoing.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said democracy didn't lose that day. She said that was largely due to the heroic efforts of Capitol Police officers who were injured or died defending the Capitol.
I ask all members to rise for a moment of silence in their memory.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Velasquez joins us, and I'm excited to talk to him. We talked off the air, and you know how I feel about series, especially the ones that really draw you in. So we're going to talk about the Prelude Fallen series. Victor, thanks for joining us on the show.
And thank you very much as well.
So tell me what led to you writing this series, writing the stories, etc. Because, I mean, I know you had had such an interesting life, including, and thank you very much for this, you spent some time in the Marine Corps.
That's correct. I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps as a videographer.
Yeah. So I would imagine, in a way, some of what you write, it's our subconscious, can sometimes, some of what you've done can pour into your book. So tell us what you're, what it's about and how you came up with this idea.
Well, the story itself, it started with me, just actually a few dreams that I started journaling down. They were really graphic. They were very intense. And I was just trying to figure out what kind of my dreams meant. So I started doing a little bit of research and talking to different people about it. And it actually led me to a very interesting road where I ended up looking up and talking to actually priests and stuff like that about certain dreams that I had, which somehow jumped up and became added into as the Nephilim, which is a type of creature that was born from angels and, of course, people, which obviously made me feel like it was completely, it was interesting, and I was kind of confused because I was raised Catholic, so I understood that obviously angels can't have conception and stuff, so I started doing more research into it, and then and doing research, and through my dreams I started just kind of opening up to like almost the rapture, the end of the world and stuff like that. But in my book, the rapture itself is more of a beginning. This is the start of the book, and the next following after it's people surviving through the rapture and how everything is going. So
Let me stop you there. What was it like writing about the rapture? Wow.
Yeah, it was actually very intense. I had a lot of times and actually a lot of days where it was actually kind of scary. I felt like there was possibly stuff following me, and I'm not too religious where I have say that spirits would follow me or things would happen or bad things, but there was obviously strange things that were happening to me while I was writing it. It was actually very kind of a creepy story to write in certain parts of the book. But it was very interesting.
Wow, no kidding. All right, so tell us more about it. You know, you start with the rapture, and then it's really coming out on the other side. Tell us about some of the characters.
Okay, so the characters in the book, actually there are several different characters, and they were all dreams that I was having, and in my dreams, I was bouncing around through characters, and some dreams, honestly, I didn't think were going to connect, but over time, they actually eventually connected quite well. Well, we have the main character, which is Simon, and it starts off with him, and he kind of is the one that's first having these dreams, kind of like I did in real life, and he kind of follows the same series of what I do, doing research, looking online, talking to priests, different people, and asking them just questions and finding out overall what the whole story, what was everything meaning. And that's how the beginning of the book is. It's kind of my first experiences when I myself started reading and looking up all this stuff.
Wow, I love it. What do you want the readers, when they read the Prelude Fallen series, what do you want them to take away?
I just want them to kind of have like an open mind and take away an understanding, because this book itself is kind of like we're in a time where you have science, you have aliens, you have religion, and everything is kind of contradicting itself. And I kind of wanted to make an overall grasp where there's possible connections throughout everything. So that's where the story, I want them to keep an open mind and understand where people feel on certain angles that this story is not ended here. This is just the beginning of the story. And throughout the rest of the stories, I'm going to put in a little bit of history, a little bit of my own memories, dreams, of course, obviously creativity I'm going to add into there and stuff like that. But overall, let them understand that I'm trying to do an overall grasp and connect many of these main subjects together where everyone is very confused. And obviously, this book is fiction, but it's just something that's kind of hit me hard, and I feel like I really want to tell this story.
I love it. It's a perfect place to end this. Victor Velasquez, where can people get your books?
We could go on Amazon. You could go on Amazon. And also there's links that I do have online that you could find, as well as in Barnes & Noble's. There is two that have came out, and the one that is there for the Prelude is, it's a blue cover with a man standing and seeing kind of like a lightning destructive thing going in front of him. So that would be the book that people would want to purchase, but you could find that on Barnes & Noble's and Amazon.
All right, excellent. Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
So it's interesting what Victor says about dreams. I wish we could just think that we're waking up and we're dreaming what's been happening for the last two and now almost a half years, it seems. It's just crazy. There's even a new term about this florona, where it's a combination of you get the flu and then you also have coronavirus, which I think is just terrible. The two together trying to breathe must be horrible. So if we continue down that path of I wish it was a dream, but it's not, the thing that really worries me the most about the spikes that we're seeing in Omicron, which we know, yes, it's mild, it's less for most people, it's not as deadly. What is scary is you've got more than 1,000 police officers, firefighters, paramedics in L.A. This is just L.A. I imagine in your neck of the woods, you may be dealing with the same thing. I know where I live, we're dealing with that. They're ill. They're at home quarantining. They tested positive for coronavirus, so they can't go to work. How many people off the street? Wow. I mean, that's a lot. How do you mitigate that, right? You got to do overtime. You got to cover the shifts of the people who are out sick and then just pray, keep your fingers crossed that they don't test positive because of all the people that they're dealing with. That's the danger of Omicron, is the rippling effects on key positions. Listen, imagine, I love the police officers in my neighborhood. I mean, they're like that. I know some of the detectives, they're amazing, they're wonderful. And you have something that happens, and you pick up the phone, you make the call, and guess what? What can they do? And of course, they're responding to this, but you got to think about this. I'm just using LA as a good example. More than 500 employees of the Los Angeles Police Department, including 416 sworn officers, are quarantining after positive tests. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And because of that, like I said, they have to rely on overtime. So that also puts a strain on somebody who's working overtime and they're doing it three times a week. They're doing it however long they're doing it. There's only so much you can do with somebody's mental capacity and processing the things that they have to process. So that is incredibly worrisome to me. I mentioned in a previous show that this is so bad that events are being canceled right and left, and the Super Bowl may move from LA to perhaps Texas. And part of the reason is because of what they feel is going to be very strict restrictions in California as this spread continues. And I'm not surprised by that. And also the nature of the stadium, I'm assuming, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. But who knows? I mean, that's not a definite. That one's not a definite. But it is pretty interesting to see that. So, you know, you've got Novak Djokovic, who is a guy who is definitely an anti-vaxxer. He's a well-known tennis star, super, super tennis star. And he went to Australia. I know we have a lot of Australians listening. He went to Australia thinking he was going to be able to play in the Aussie Open and defend his Australian Open title. But now he has to be in quarantine in a hotel as he awaits a decision on what they're going to do because he's got a visa cancellation in Australia. And it's been adjourned at this point. So his chances of defending his title, I mean, right now blocked, but will they lift that or not? Because the Australian Border Force confirmed they canceled his visa after he failed to provide appropriate evidence to meet the country's entry requirements. So they're not joking in Australia. You doesn't matter if you're famous, doesn't matter if you're coming to defend a title and all the Australians love you. If you do not have a COVID vaccination, then forget about it. So now they're talking about ordering him to leave early and, you know, all this other sort of stuff. And they're just grappling with the surge in COVID-19 cases. I mean, look, the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was among the people who said the record 9-time Aussie Open champion should not get special treatment to enter the country, which has imposed some of the world's strongest border restriction in the midst of this pandemic. I mean, he was quoted as saying, rules are rules. Ultimately, it's the responsibility of the traveler, and it's for the traveler to be able to assert and back up their ability to come into the country consistent with our laws. So this is a pretty big standoff. Like I said, fan favorite, a champion again and again and again. Wow. All right, hang with us. Much more bouncing your way down the road here as we continue 2022. Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maria De Cinque joins us from Perth, Australia. She quite possibly has the best name I have ever heard, and I've interviewed thousands of people, and she has an incredible book that will change your life. Seriously, it's a game changer. Love and Gratitude Heal You and the World. Maria, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Lovely to be here with you.
What led you to write this book? Why'd you write this book?
It all started with my granddaughter because I witnessed her when she was born there and then and saw the joy of my son, and that's part of what's in the book as well, how he found that joy. So it all started how she was knitted in the womb and working through her senses. So this is a big exploration for me, which led me to nostalgia, which led me to legacy, which led me to virtues, how we teach the children and bring the connectiveness of families together. And I'll get carried away when I talk.
And that's good, because you have passion for the book and for your son and for legacy and connection. And connectedness is so important. And you talk about the senses, for example. I mean, this is a self-learning book, as you said to me when we talked off the air. And you talk about the senses. Why is it so hard when you think of seventh and eighth that we can't get there? Why can't we get to those senses?
Well, I don't really feel anyone's been taught this. I don't really feel people are being taught at school. It's a guessing game. Oh, you're intuitive, you're this, you know that. But you know, when you know how to use those five senses that we're using all the time, when we go through smell, touch, feel, hear, there's so much going on there that they don't even know they're using the sixth and the seventh. But it's teaching them how to expand in this book and what to be aware. But the eighth sense is where Eliana was in the mother's womb and how she sensed everything going on, because it's about knowing where your body is, where your brain tells you where the other part of your limb is. And the way she speaks through this book is all about the senses. And from that, you know, we are here to shift our habits. And by reading this, it helps to motivate you and to be more optimistic, so that we can tell our stories to each other with characters in them when you read this book to each other. So, you know, everyone's been chosen to make a blessing to many. Everyone has a story. Everyone has nostalgic memories. You're also taught how to practice writing a legacy here. Everybody has feelings and emotions and a little bit of history there about me from school. And another time, that was two legacies there in a short time. So people can put that together and tell stories about it. And the other thing I realized by writing this book, that when you go into nostalgia and you learn these virtues and how we teach and learn from each other, it doesn't matter what's happened in your life, what you missed out on, what you regret, because we can turn it around. You can heal it now. You can forgive this with your own families. And I'm teaching people how to write these legacies and letters to children or to each other, so that they can, you know, there's many ways of forgiveness. Because whatever you missed out on in life, it's never too late to learn it differently and turn it around for your young ones or grandchildren and their children's children. Because that's how we're going. We're in four generations in my family. And I see this.
Wow, that is so powerful. It's never too late to turn it around, and especially for future generations. But that's why I say there's so many things, there's so much wisdom, pearls of wisdom in your book, because Maria, as you know, a lot of times in families, people, like, it's almost like they cut off part of their family, and there's the whole thing with legacy where you don't even know what's happened in the family. And is it really necessary? I mean, that forgiveness is powerful, isn't it?
It certainly is, and, you know, I'm trusting that people will take the chance to take risks, even to read this book and go through it, because it's about you. Everyone that picks up this book, it's about you. It's not just buying it for that person. It's you and how you connect to those others, how we make that bigger picture. You know, where we lost that arm or leg, hey, darling, you're going to grow this through this book.
Exactly. I love that analogy. So for you, what was it like to write it? Because, I mean, it's such a tomb. You brought so many things into it. Was it, by the time you get through it, was it just like a labor of love?
You know, I don't know how to explain a labor of love, but I know that I enjoyed this. I was excited to write it. Because the more I wrote about her and her experience, the more other things that grew. So there's different wisdom coming out for me to write down. Yes, I got tired. I had breaks. But every time I came back, my inspiration grew more. And I added, oh, legacy. Oh, nostalgia. Oh, virtues. My goodness, how does this all wrap around starting from the mother's womb?
Crazy.
But this is life.
Yes, it is right.
What we're going through. So I was so excited, you know, from 50 pages, I don't know how many I've got here, but I know I've got over 11,000 words.
Right. Yeah, you knew you had something there. And, you know, I said it in the title, Love and Gratitude Heal You and the World. Maria de Cinque. You can pick this up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Gratitude is such a powerful word. How important is gratitude?
Well, if we don't understand gratitude, I think we're pretty empty. Gratitude is everything, even from the moment you wake up to go to sleep, to give back and to give to others. It's about you being grateful and thankful for everything, even like taking that next breath. Gratitude heals internally because it's positive. It creates, oh, forgot about that, the happy hormones that I've got written in there, a little bit about that too. So gratitude helps your hormones to be happier.
Well, I think that is so, so true. Absolutely. What do you hope people take away from reading the book and doing the book?
Well, I believe that you're going to learn a lot by reading this book. It's simple. It's educational. It's wisdom. It's learning all the things, like I said, when you missed out in life or any regrets you have. You're going to appreciate yourself more and others that are around you. So it's really a self-learning experience on this memory lane of adventure.
It's
never ending.
It's never ending. Hashtag it's never ending. It's just the perfect place to end this. And it's such a delight to speak with you. You have that sparkle in your voice. And I know the listeners are going to love the book, and you should pick up the book because this can, as I said at the top, be such a game changer. And just changing one person at a time and changing that legacy and forgiveness and gratitude and all the things that we talked about. Just a wonderful, wonderful gift. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. And look, I didn't rehearse any of this. It just came out.
And it was excellent.
Oh, thank you so much. So, lovely to speak to you, and thank you for doing this for me.
I couldn't agree more with what Maria had to say. It's so true, especially when you think about gratitude. And in the beginning of the year, you always hear about that. Oh, have a couple of things that you say every day that you're grateful for. Write them down in a book. And some people think, oh, that seems so ridiculous. But trust me, it's not ridiculous. I've talked to a lot of professional athletes who have quotes. I mean, they're not quote ghosts, but they have a couple of quotes that they live by. And they always, always, always talk about gratitude, about how grateful they are for the skills that they have, the things that they've been able to work with and enhance and, you know, whatever. So I think no matter what walk of life you are, honestly, take a breath and really think about that whole gratitude thing, that piece. I really honestly think it's key, and wouldn't it be great to feel lighter on your feet, and especially when things are so, so heavy right now. All right, thanks to everybody for joining us on this show. Remember, it's 2022. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.